following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Headline of the day. Fracking opponent compares oil and gas practices to slavery. Yes, that really happened. In fact, we're going to talk a lot about energy policies. I know I've been beating that drum a lot lately. But it goes beyond the obvious economic impact, and it does go to national security issues. We'll dig into all of that and a bunch of other stuff later in the show. We are going to start, though, the aftershocks of political quakes that occurred in Wisconsin recently continue to be felt. And those two quakes, of course, the twin quakes of Senate President Mike Ellis of Neenah announcing he won't seek re-election after an embarrassing secretly recorded video. And Congressman Tom Petri deciding not to face primary challengers and saying he will step aside. Not surprisingly, that has led to several candidates, and there may be more, we don't know. First was, in fact, before Petri announced he wasn't running, was State Senator Glenn Grothman. Dewey Strable then announced he was running after Tom Petri announced he wasn't. And as was expected, almost immediately after Tom Petri announced, 9th District State Senator Joe Lightbaum of Sheboygan formally announced yesterday and joins us now on the phone. Joe, good to talk to you again.
Hey, Jerry, good morning. Great to be with your listeners, and thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. Let's start with what everyone's talking about. You have the most to risk. Dewey Strable also would be giving up an assembly seat, but you have the most to risk because you cannot run simultaneously for your Senate seat and this primary. How did that factor in, and why are you taking that risk?
Yeah, I've got the most to risk, but I've got the most to give. I love my country. I'm concerned about the direction in which this country is headed, and I want to offer my passion for this nation, my conservative leadership, my energy, my personality, my reform attitude to save this nation. And that's worth giving up a very safe, quite honestly, Senate seat. I don't run for office to sit and to kind of have an occupation. I ran for public office a number of years ago because I wanted to make a difference at the state level, served in the assembly for 4 years, and then quite honestly knew that we needed to change the leadership in the state Senate, change the philosophy in the state Senate. And so I left my assembly job, gave up that career, left that job, ran against an incumbent Democrat, and worked as hard as I could in a Democratic area to become the first Republican senator to represent the 9th District in over 30 years. And I did that again for the sake of our state. And because of that victory back in 2002, we brought in a new leadership into the state Senate. Gone was Chuck Koala, and we've used that new leadership to, you know, help Scott Walker now make some monumental changes here in the state of Wisconsin. And that's what I want to do at the federal level at this time. I'm giving up my Senate seat. I very much enjoy that responsibility, but I'm passionate about trying to save this nation, and I want to give up my time and my conservative leadership to our national government.
The belief is that Congressman Petri had worn out his welcome with it's called the Tea Party right. How would Congressman Lightbaum be the same or different from Congressman Petri?
Well, I have a very conservative record. I'm socially conservative, I'm fiscally conservative, and I've never caved on my conservative principles. But what I do is I work to bring people to our side of the issues and to convince them that conservative fiscal policy, conservative social policy is not only good for them, but it's good for our state and our nation. And I take great pride in my ability to communicate, to work with people, and through example and through respect, you know, helping them to understand why, again, a good conservative legislator, a good conservative congressman focusing on conservative values, conservative issues is good for them and for our state. And, you know, you know me, Jerry. I've got, you know, unending energy, and that's something that I will not only demonstrate in my campaign, but I will be that energetic, you know, fresh new representation out in Washington as well. And I don't go there to sit still. I go there to, you know, reform our federal government so that we can save our nation.
At least one, and I think both of the other two gentlemen that are already in this race referred to providing leadership as one of 400 and 435. How much leadership can one member of Congress provide?
Well, everybody's got to have the belief that they can make a difference. And that's, you know, what I've done in the Assembly. That's what I've done in the Senate. You know, again, when I was elected to the Assembly, I was one of the youngest members of the Assembly. I was elected at, I think it was 28 years old. But I made a difference, you know, and I stood firm on my conservative values and worked to provide leadership to Governor Thompson and, quite honestly, you know, against some of the issues that Governor Thompson moved forward. Under Governor McCallum, I was one of a few members of the Assembly that voted against his budget because it was just not good fiscally. I provided leadership in that regard. And now in the Senate, I've been on the front line serving on the Finance Committee, front line working with Governor Walker to reform this state. And I've done that, I've done all that from an area that's not overly conservative, you know, and so I've stood firm and I've provided leadership and I've been recognized for that. And that's the same type of, you know, grit and fortitude and focus leadership that I would provide out at the national level.
Speaking with State Senator Joe Lightbaum, now a candidate for 6th Congressional District Congress, there are concerns, Joe, when you look at what happened with the U.S. Senate primary in 2012. You had four candidates who weren't all that different from one another, and it got very nasty. Here you have what I think are, at the moment, there could be another candidate coming, three conservative state lawmakers. I know you all feel that you have strengths that the others don't, but my concern is this could get very nasty as you each try to distinguish yourself from one another when I think you're somewhat homogenous candidates. What will your strategy be for distinguishing from who's ever in the field?
Well, I've always had campaigns that have focused on, you know, encouraging and getting people to vote for Joe Lightbaum, not against my opponent. You know, I want people to be excited and interested in my conservative principles, in my energy and my personality and my leadership ability. And that's what I'm going to be aggressively working to, you know, meet every voter in the 6th Congressional District as possible and to sell them on Joe Lightbaum and why they want to believe in my candidacy and why they want me to be their congressman out in Washington, D.C. Sure, we'll have to define some differences. And there aren't many, but there are some differences between myself and my opponent's voting records. I stand proudly behind my voting record and look forward to just honestly talking about those differences. But first and foremost, I want people to know Joe Lightbaum and to, again, get to know my energetic personality, my can-do spirit, and my real passion for, again, providing leadership to change the direction of this nation. I love this country so much. I've got three young kids, and I seriously question whether or not they're going to have the same great nation to grow up in and to be a part of that I've been so blessed to be a part of. And that drives me, and I'm going to share that passion with the people of the 6th Congressional District.
Like most congressional districts in Wisconsin outside of Milwaukee, the 6th is rather sprawling. And several of the cities, Sheboygan, Fond du Lac, and to a lesser extent, Manitowoc and others, are between two media markets. It's likely the Milwaukee TV market, the Green Bay TV market, and radio stations in cities throughout the district are going to be a factor in advertising. So I'm just going to ask an honest question. How important is money going to be in this race?
Well, it's part of a campaign, but I've got a track record where I have always been able to earn and to raise the funds that have been necessary to run aggressive campaigns. Again, when I ran for the Assembly back in 1998, you know, I was somewhat of an unknown, and I was facing a district that hadn't elected a Republican in 46 years. And we put together the necessary funding and a great campaign to earn the chance to serve in that Assembly seat. And then again in 2002, took on an incumbent Democrat when the Democrats were in charge of the Senate. Everybody said, Joe, you're crazy. You're giving up your Assembly job. You're not going to be able to beat this guy and beat the incumbency. And we did that. We pulled that off, had the resources necessary because I get people to believe in me and to believe in our cause. And that's what I'll be doing here every day is asking people to join Team Lightbaum and to help us to have the resources to be able to fund an aggressive campaign.
All right, State Senator and now candidate for Congress, Joe Lightbaum, thanks a lot for joining us.
Jerry, thanks. Well, and we'll talk with you much over the next couple of months.
I'm sure we will. And yes, I have known Joe since when he got that Assembly seat in 1998. I was at WHBL in Sheboygan. I was there when he did take a state Senate seat that had been in Democratic hands since before the year I was born. And he defeated incumbent Jim Baumgart by Okay, I could be wrong on this. I think it's 46 votes. And that seat has been safely in his hands ever since. I want to talk more about this, about the 6th congressional race, in 5 minutes. Is there a favorite? Is it actually in play for Democrats? And some other thoughts. It's 9:16.
The Jerry Bader Show.